以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课内容，不加梵歌原译，第二章十节十，时间1973年8月16日，地点英国伦敦。
Translation: O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling in the midst of both armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
Bharata 家族的后裔啊，那时 Krishna 站在两军之间微笑着对 Arjuna 说了以下的一番话。
So Rishikesha Prahasan Iva Krishna began to laugh smiling. What a nonsense this is, Arjuna.
因此 Krishna 开始笑了，微笑着，这是怎样的无稽之谈啊，阿君呢？
First of all, he said, put me, senaya rubhayan madde ratasthapaya mai ochyuta. Krishna, just put my chariot between the two parties of soldiers.
首先他说 Krishna请把我的战车驾驶到两军之间。
And now you are so enthusiastic in the beginning that put my chariot between the two armies.
他一开始是那么的有激情的说，请把我的战车放到两军之间。
Now, this rascal is saying, No Jyotsa, I will not fight.
现在这个无赖却说 No Jyotsa, 我不会作战。
Just see the rascal now.
你看这多么无赖啊。
So, even Arjuna, Krishna's direct friend, Maya is so strong that he also becomes a rascal.I want to speak of others.
因此即便是 Arjuna 都是 Krishna 的直接的朋友， Maya 是那么的强大，他也成了一个无赖，更不要说其他的人了。
First of all, very enthusiasm. Yes, put my chariot between the two armies.
开始非常热情的，请把我的战车驾驶到两军之间。
And now, not just iti govindo, I'm not going to fight.
而现在却说 Na jutsya iti govinda, 我不准备作战。
This is askal.
这是无赖。
So he has smiled, that he is my friend, direct friend, and such a big, and he is now saying that I will not fight. So Krishna is smiling, this smiling is very significant.
因此他微笑了，他是我的朋友，直接的朋友，这么样一个大人物，他现在却说我不会作战。因此 Krishna 微笑着，这个微笑是非常具有意义的。
Prahasan Kamu Vachar Shikesha Prahasan Iva Bharata Senaya Rubhayan Visidantam Lamenting. First of all he came with great enthusiasm to fight. Now he's lamenting.
首先他很有热情的要作战，现在他就在悲伤。
And Krishna is mentioned here, Rishikesha.
Krishna 在这儿被称为 Rishikesha.
He is solid. He is Achyuta. He is solid. He is not changed.
他是坚定的，他是 Achyuta. 他是坚定的，他是不改变的。
Another significance of this word, Rishikesha.Because in Narad, Pancharatra, the bhakti means Rishikesha Sevanam.
这个词 Rishikesha 的另外一个意义是在 Narad Pancharatra 中间 bhakti 意思是 Rishikesha Sevanam.
That part. this very name is mentioned here, Rishikesha.
同样的这个名字 Rishikesha 在这里也提到了。
Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchat. Bhakti means to serve Rishikesha, the master of the senses.
Bhakti 意味着去服务感官的主人 Rishikesha.
And the master of senses, some rascals are describing that Krishna is immoral. He is master of senses and he is immoral.
他是感官的主人，而有些混蛋却说 Krishna 是不道德的。他是感官的主人，他却是不道德的。
Just see how he has studied Bhagavad Gita.
看看他是怎么学习《博伽梵歌》的。
He Krishna is perfect Brahmachari.
如果 Krishna 是完美的 Brahmachari,
Krishna is perfect Brahmachari. It was declared by Bhishma Dev.
Krishna 是完美的 Brahmachari.这是 Bhishma Dev 宣称的。
Bhishma Dev is the first great Brahmachari in the universe.
Bhishma Dev 是这个宇宙中一流的 Brahmachari.
He promised to Satyavati's father. You know the story.
他向 Satyavati 的父亲保证说，你们知道这个故事。
Satyavati's father.Bhishmadev's father was attracted by a fisherwoman, fisher girl.
Bhishmadev 的父亲被一个瑜伽的少女所吸引了。
So he wanted to marry.
所以他想和她结婚。
And the father of the girl denied, No, I cannot give my daughter to you.
这个少女的父亲拒绝了，不，我不能把我的女儿给你。
No. Why? I am king. I am asking your daughter.
为什么呢？我是国王，我向您要你的女儿。
No, you have got a son.
不，你已经有儿子了。
Bhishma then was the son of his first wife, Mother Ganges.
Bhishma Dev 是他的第一个妻子，恒河母亲的儿子。
Mother Ganges.Was wife of Shantanu Maharaj, and Bhishma Dev was the only remaining son.
恒河母亲是 Shantanu Maharaj 的妻子，而 Bhishma Dev 是唯一的生下的儿子。
The contract was between Shantanu Maharaj and Ganges, Mother Ganges, that I can marry you if you allow me.All the children born, I shall throw in the water of the Ganges.
Shantanu Maharaj 和恒河母亲之间的约定是，我可以嫁给你，如果你允许我把我所有生下的儿子都扔到恒河中间去。
And if you do not allow me, then immediately I shall leave your company.
如果你不允许我，那么我会立即离开你。
So Shantanu Maharaj said, all right, still I shall marry you.
因此 Shantanu Maharaj 说好吧，虽然是这样，我还是要娶你。
So she was throwing all the children in the Ganges.
所以他就把所有的孩子都扔到恒河中。
So this Bhishma Dev, the after all father, so he became very much sorry that what is this, what kind of wife have got?She's simply throwing all the children in the water.
最后这个父亲他非常的悲伤，他想，这怎么回事？我得到怎么样一个妻子？他仅仅是把所有的孩子都弄到水里去。
So at the time of Bhishma Dev, Shantanu Maharaj said, No, I cannot allow you. I cannot allow.
所以到了 Bhishma Dev 的时候 ，Shantanu Maharaj 就说，不，我不能允许，我不能允许。
Then, Mother Ganges said, then I am going, yes, you can go. I don't want it. I want this son.
因此恒河母亲说，那我就要离开了。好吧，你可以离开，我不要你了，我想要这个儿子。
So So he was wifeless. Again he wanted to marry the Satyavati.
因此他就没有妻子了。再次他想要娶Satyavati.
So the father said, no, I cannot give my daughter to you because you have got a son, grown-up son.
这个父亲说，不，我不能把我的女儿给你。 因为你已经有一个儿子了，一个成年的儿子。
He will be king. So I cannot give my daughter to you to become your maid servant.
他会成为国王的，我不能把我的女儿给你去当你的女仆。
If I would have thought that her son would be the king, then I can offer you my daughter.
如果他的儿子能够成为国王，那么我可以把他给你，把我的女儿给你。
So he said, no, that is not possible.
No. 他说不，那是不可能的。
But Bhishma Dev understood that my father is attracted with this girl, so he approached.
Bhishma Dev 了解到我的父亲被这个姑娘所吸引了, 所以他就去见那个渔夫。
He said to the fisherman that you can offer your daughter to my father, but you are thinking that I shall become king, so your daughter's son will be king. On this condition, you can offer your daughter.
他对渔夫说，你可以把你的女儿给我的父亲，但是你想我会成为国王的，那么你的女儿的儿子可以成为国王，在这个条件之下，你可以把你的女儿给我的父亲。
So he replied, no, I cannot.
对方回答说，不，我不能。
Why? Now, you may not be king, but your son may be king.
为什么呢? 你不会成为国王, 但是你的儿子会成为国王的。
Let's see, this material calculation.
这都是物质的计较。
That at that time, he said, you know, I shall not marry. That's all. I promise. I shall not marry.
那时候他说，不，我不结婚，我不会结婚，就这样，我保证，我不会结婚。
So he remained brahmachari. Therefore his name is Bhishma. Bhishma means very solid, firmly fixed.
因此他就一直是 brahmachari. 因此他的名字是 Bhishma. Bhishma 意思是非常坚定。
So he was a brahmachari. For the sake, for the satisfaction of his father's senses, he remained brahmachari.
因此他是个 brahmachari. 为了他父亲的感官的满足，他一直是 brahmachari.
So it's Bhishma Dev in a Rajasuya Yagna admitted that nobody is better brahmachari than Krishna.
Bhishma Dev 在 Rajasuya Yagya 中承认说， 没有人是比 Krishna 更好的 brahmachari。
He was within the gopis, all young girls, but he remained a brahmachari.
他在 gopi 姑娘中间， 那些都是年轻的姑娘， 但他仍旧是 brahmachari。
If I would have been within the gopis, I do not know what would have been my condition.
如果我在那些狗屁姑娘之间，我不知道会怎么样，我不知道我的情况会怎么样。
So therefore, Krishna is the perfect brahmachari, Rishikesha.
因此 Krishna 是完美的 brahmachari, Rishikesha.
And these rascals, they are saying that Krishna is immoral.
而这些混蛋却说 Krishna 是不道德的。
No. Krishna is perfect brahmachari. Dhira.
不, Krishna 是完美的 brahmachari. Dhira.
Dhira means one is not agitated even there is cause of being agitated.
Dhira 意思是虽然有令人激动的原因，他仍旧不激动。
So Krishna is such a brahmachari.
因此 Krishna 就是这样的一个 brahmachari.
In spite of, in his, just on the verge of youthhood, at the age of 15, 16 years, all the village girls were friends. They are very much attracted with Krishna's beauty.
虽然他正处于年少，大约十五六岁，所有的村里的姑娘都是他的朋友，他们都非常被 Krishna 的美貌所吸引。
They used to come to Krishna for dancing, in the village.
他们常常到 Krishna 那里和他一起在村里跳舞。
But he was brahmachari.
但他仍是 brahmachari.
You never hear that Krishna has some illicit sex, no.
你永远不会听到说 Krishna 有非法的性行为。
There was no such thing description. The dancing is description.But no contraceptive pill.
没有关于这些事情的描述，舞蹈被描述了，但是没有提到避孕药丸。
That is not described.
这里没有描述这些。
That one is Rishikesha. Rishikesha means perfect brahmachari.
因此它是 Rishikesha. Rishikesha 意思是完美的 brahmachari.
Vikara hetu.Even there is cause of being agitated, he is not agitated. That is Krishna.
虽然有令人激动的原因，他仍旧不激动，那是 Krishna.
He has got thousands and thousands of devotees. And some of the devotees, if they want Krishna as lover, Krishna accepts that. But he does not require anyone else.
他有成千上万的奉献者。而有一些奉献者，如果他们想要 Krishna 作为爱人， Krishna 会接受，但是他不会要求其他的人。
He does not require. He is self-sufficient. He does not require anyone's help for his sense gratification.
他不会要求，他是自我满足的，他不会要求任何人的帮助，为了他的感官享受。
Therefore, Krishna is Rishikesha, the master of the senses.
因此 ，Krishna 是 Rishikesha。感官的主人。
So at least Krishna's devotees, there are many instances of Krishna's devotees. There also.
因此，至少 Krishna 的奉献者有许多例 ，Krishna 的奉献者他们也是。
Why many? Almost all devotees, they are master of the senses. Goshyam.
为什么许多呢？几乎所有的奉献者。他们都是感官的主人 Goswami.
Just like Haridas Thakur, you know.
正如 Haridas Thakur, 你们知道。
Haridas Thakur was a young man. And the village Jamindar, he was Mohammedan.
Haridas Thakur 是个年轻人，而城里的地主他是个穆斯林。
So everyone was eulogizing Haridas Thakur, such a great devotee.
人人都在称赞哈里达斯塔库是这么样一个伟大的奉献者。
So the Jamindar, the village Jamindar, he became very much envious.
因此村里的地主便非常嫉妒他。
So he employed one prostitute to pollute Haridas Thakur.
因此他就雇佣了一个妓女去败坏哈里达斯塔库。
And she came at dead of night, nicely dressed, attractive.She was also young, very beautiful.
她在深夜来到，穿戴得很好，非常吸引人。她也是个年轻的姑娘，非常美丽。
So, she proposed that I come, being attracted by your beauty.
她提出说，我来到这里了，是因为被你的美貌所吸引。
Haridas Thakur said, "Yes, that's all right. Come on, sit down. Let me finish my chant."Then you shall enjoy.
Haridas Thakur 说啊好吧你好请坐下让我结束我的念诵然后我们便可以享受了。
So, she sat down.
她就坐下了。
But Haridas Thakur chanting, he was chanting, we cannot chant even 16 rounds. And he was chanting, Three times 64 rounds.
但是 Haridas Thakur 一直在念诵，他一直念诵。我们即便连十六拳也念不到，但是他却可以念诵三倍的64拳。
How many? It is 196 rounds.
那是多少呢？196拳。
That was his only business. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
那是他唯一的任务。
So sometimes somebody wants to imitate Haridas Thakur. It's not possible.
有时候有人想要模仿 Haridas Thakur, 那是不可能的。
So, Haridas Thakur, when it became morning, the prostitute said, now it is morning.
所以一直到了早上，妓女说，先生，现在已经是早上了。
Yes, next night, I said, come next night. Today I could not finish my chanting.
好吧，下一个晚上我会的。你下一个晚上再来，今天我无法结束我的念诵了。
That was a plea.
那是一个借口。
In this way, 3 days passed.
就这样三天过去了。
Then the prostitute became converted. Fell down on me. Sir, I came to pollute you. Now save me. I'm so fallen.
然后这个妓女便被转变了，向他拜倒，先生，我来是要败坏你的，现在请你拯救我，我是这么的堕落。
So Haridas Thakur said, yes, I know that. I could have leave this place immediately when you came. But I wanted that you have come to me, you may be converted to this Vishnu.
Haridas Thakur 说，是的，我知道这一点。本来你刚一到这里，我是可以立即就离开的。但是我想你来到我这里，你是可以被转变为 Vaishnava 的。
So the prostitute became a great devotee by the mercy of.
这个妓女通过她的仁慈，成了一个伟大的奉献者。
Haridas Thakur says that you sit down in this place, you chant Hare Krishna before this tulsi plant. Now I am leaving this place.
Haridas Thakur 说，你在这个地方坐下。你在这棵 Tulsi 树之前念诵 Hare Krishna, 现在我要离开这个地方了。
So, Krishna Bhakti is like that.
因此 Krishna Bhakti 就是那样。
Full control over the senses.
对感官的充分的控制。
Krishna has got full control over the senses. Similarly, those who are actually Krishna devotees, they have got full control over the senses.
正如 Krishna 有对感官的充分的控制，同样的，那些 Krishna 的真正的奉献者，他们也能够充分的控制感官。
Rishikesha. Just like Yamuna Acharya.
正如 Yamuna Acharya.
He is praying. He is speaking. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinde.Nava Nava Dhamma Rantu Mahasi. Since I began to feel transcendental bliss, being taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna.
他祷告中说道，因为我开始感受到脱皮于 Krishna 的莲花树的超然喜乐。
Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna Padaravindi. Krishna Padaravindi. The lotus feet of Krishna.
Krishna Padaravindi.Krishna 的莲花珠。
Since my chitta, my heart has been attracted by the lotus feet of Krishna.
因为我的 chitta, 我的心被 Krishna 的莲花珠所吸引。
Tadavadhi vatanari sangame. Since then, as soon as I think of sex life.
从那时起，每当我想到性生活。
Bhavati mukhavikara. I hate, I spite on it.
我讨厌他，我唾弃他。
This is Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is like that.
这便是 Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti 便是那样。
Bhakti Parasanu Bhava Virakti Annatras. This most attractive feature in this material world is sex.
这个物质世界最吸引人的特征便是性。
That is the foundation of material life.
那是物质生活的基础。
All these people are working so hard day and night, only for that sex enjoyment.
对，所有这些人日夜努力工作，只是为了性的享受。
They have taken so much risk.
他们冒那么多的风险。
They are working kurmis. They are working so hard.
这些卡密他们努力的工作。
What is their pleasure of life? The pleasure of life is sex.
他们生活的快乐是什么呢？生活的快乐便是性。
Janamaitanadi grihamedi sukhami tucham. Very abominable activities, but that is their pleasure.
非常令人作呕的活动，但那便是他们的快乐。
This is material life.
这是物质主义的生活。
So, Krishna is not like that.
Krishna 并不是那样。
But the rascals, they paint pictures, and that pictures are very much appreciated. That Krishna is embracing gopis.
但是这些混蛋，他们却绘画，那些图画是非常被欣赏的，就是 Krishna 拥抱着牧牛姑娘。
And somebody is telling me that, who came? Krishna's picture.
有人跟我提到过那张 Krishna 的图片。
So, when Krishna is killing Putana, that picture they will not paint.
Krishna 杀死 Putana 那些图画他们不画。
Or killing Kamsa. Or Krishna has got so many pictures. These pictures they will not, the artists.
或者杀死 Kamsa.Krishna 有那么多的图画，但是这些艺术家却不画这些画。
They simply paint the pictures, his confidence and dealing with the gopis.
他们只是去画他和 gopi 的机密的交往。
One who cannot understand Krishna, what is Krishna, which Vasudev has described what is Krishna in 9 cantos, to understand Krishna.And then, in the 10th canto, he begins the birth advent of Krishna.
一个人不能够了解 Krishna, 什么是 Krishna? Vyasadeva 在前九篇里描述了什么是 Krishna, 怎么样了解 Krishna, 然后在第十篇里他才开始讲述 Krishna 的出生。
But these rascals, they jump over immediately to the Rasa-lila.
但是这些混蛋，他们却立即就跳过去，跳到了 Rasa Lila。
First of all, understand Krishna.
首先要了解 Krishna。
Just like if you become a friend of some very big man, so first of all, try to understand him.
正如如果你成了一个大人物的朋友，首先你要试着去了解他。
Then you will try to understand his family affairs or confidential things.
然后你才能试着去了解他的家庭生活或者其他一些机密的事情。
These people jump over to the Rasa Lila.
但是这些人却跳到了 Rasa Lila 上。
And misunderstand.
并且误解。
And therefore, they sometimes say Krishna is immoral.
因此他们有时候会说 Krishna 是不道德的。
How Krishna can be immoral?
Krishna 怎么可能是不道德的呢？
By accepting, by chanting Krishna's name, the immoral persons are becoming moral, and Krishna is immoral.
通过接受，通过念诵 Krishna 的名字，那些不道德的人可以成为道德的，而 Krishna 却是不道德的。
Just see the foolishness.
看看是多么的愚蠢。
Simply by chanting Krishna's name, all immoral persons are becoming moral.
仅仅通过唱诵 Krishna 的名字。所有不道德的人正在变得道德。
And Krishna is immoral.
而 Krishna 却是不道德的。
And that is spoken by a rascal professor.
这是一位混蛋的教授说的。
So it is very difficult.
因此这是非常困难的。
Nobody can understand Krishna without becoming a pure devotee of Krishna.
一个人不成为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者。是不可能了解 Krishna 的。
Because Krishna says, Bhaktyamam avijanati, javan jaschami tattva.
因为 Krishna 说，一个人只有通过奉献服务，才能真正的了解我，自尊人格神。
Tattva in truth.
Tattva, 真正的。
Tattva means truth.
Tattva 意思是真理。
If one wants to understand Krishna as he is, then he has to take this process of devotion as bhakta, bhakti.
如果一个人想要真正的了解 Krishna, 那么他必须采取奉献服务的过程 bhakti.
Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchyate. When one is employed as the servitor of Rishikesa, the master of senses.
当一个人成为感官的主人 Rishikesa 的仆人
Master and Rishikena,When your senses are also engaged in the service of the master of the senses,
当你的感官从事于服务感官的主人
then you also become master of the senses.
那么你也能够成为感官的主人
You also, because your senses are engaged in the service of the Rishikesha, the senses have no other opportunity to be engaged.
你也成为了，因为你的感官从事于 Rishikesha 的服务，这些感官没有机会从事其他的事情。
Locked.
被锁住了。
Sabhimana Krishna Padarvindhi. So, this is the process of devotional service.
所以这边是奉献服务的过程。
If you want to become a master of the senses, go shami. Shami.Then you should always keep your senses engaged in the service of Rishikesha.
如果你想要成为感官的主人 Goswami, Swami, 那么你应该总是保持你的感官从事于 Rishikesha 的服务。
That is the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
Otherwise, it is not possible.
不然的话是不可能的。
As soon as you become little slack,To engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, immediately mind is there. Come on, please.
如果你在从事于对感官的主人的服务中有点懒惰的话，立刻 Maya 就回来了。
This is the question. Krishna Bhuliya ji bhi bhogavancha kore, pasete maya tare japotiya dhore.As soon as you forget Krishna, even for a moment, immediately Maya is there. Please, my dear friend, come here.
一旦你忘了 Krishna, 哪怕是一刻，立刻 Maya 就来了。我亲爱的朋友，请到这儿来。
Therefore, we have to become very cautious.
因此我们必须非常小心。
We cannot forget Krishna even for a moment.
我们一刻也不能忘记 Krishna.
That was the chanting purpose. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Always remember Krishna.
总是要记得 Krishna.
Then Maya will not be able to touch you.
那么 Maya 便不能够接触你了。
Mami mujaprabhadanti, Maya mitang taranti.
那些皈依我的人能轻而易举地克服这迷幻能量。
Maya cannot touch.
Maya 不能碰到你。
Just like Haridas talk.He was engaged in the service of Rishikesha.
正如 Haridas Thakur, 他从事于对 Rishikesha 的服务。
Maya came in full-fledged strength. Still, she was limited. Haridas Thakur was not limited.
Maya 全副武装而来，但他仍旧被击败了。Haridas Thakur 没有被打败。
To try to understand Krishna as Rishikesha.
所以要试着理解 Krishna 作为 Rishikesha.
So Rishikesha Krishna began to love that he is my friend, constant associate, and such weakness. He first of all was enthusiastic to ask me to keep his chariot, Senaya Rubhar Madhe.
因此 Rishikesha Krishna 开始笑了，他是我的朋友。恒常的同游却有这样的弱点，他开始非常热情地让我驾驶他的战车。
Now Vishidantam, now he's lamenting.
现在 Vishidantam, 他在悲伤。
So, we are all fools like that.
我们都是像那一样的傻瓜。
Arjuna is not fool.
Arjuna 并不是傻瓜。
Arjuna has been described as Gura Krishna.
Arjuna 被描述为 Gudayaki.
How can he fool?
他怎么可能是傻瓜呢？
But he is playing the part of fool.
但是他是来扮演一个傻瓜的角色。
If he does not play the part of a fool, how this Bhagavad Gita will come from the mouth of Sri Krishna?
如果他不扮演傻瓜的角色，那么这个不加凡歌怎么可能从 Sri Krishna 的嘴里出来呢？
And because he is devotee, he is perfectly playing in such a way that Krishna is giving instruction.
因为他是奉献者，他是在完美的这样的扮演，因此 Krishna 在给予他指示。
So, perfect teacher and the perfect disciple. Good.
完美的导师和完美的门徒而就呢
We have to learn from them. Our position, Arjuna is representing just like ordinary man like us. And Krishna is Rishikesha giving his advice.
我们必须从中要学习。Arjuna 是代表像我们一样的普通人，而 Krishna 是 Rishikesha。在给予他的建议，完美的建议。
Perfect advice. If you read Bhagavad Gita in the spirit of understanding, like Arjuna, the perfect disciple, and if you accept the advice and instruction of Krishna, the perfect teacher, then we should know that we have understood Bhagavad Gita.
如果我们接受不加凡歌，阅读不加凡歌，像完美的门徒Arjuna一样的那样了解的精神，如果我们接受完美的导师 Krishna 的建议和指示，那我们便知道我们理解了不加凡歌。
By my mental speculation, by rascal interpretation, by showing one's scholarship, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible.
通过心意的推敲，通过混账的解释，或者通过展示一个人的学问，是不可能理解不加凡歌的，那是不可能的。
Submission，
谦卑的。
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, "Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya."
在不加凡歌中说到，接近一位灵性导师，谦卑的向他询问，为他做出服务。
So we have to surrender as Arjuna. He surrendered.
所以我们必须像 Arjuna 一样的皈依，他皈依了。
Shishasti hamsadimang prapannam. I surrender unto you. I become your disciple.
我向您皈依，我成为您的门徒。
To become disciple means to surrender. Voluntarily accepting the instruction, the advice, the order of the spiritual master.
成为门徒意味着皈依，自动地接受灵性导师的训示、建议和指示。
So Arjuna has already accepted that.
所以 Arjuna 已经接受了那些。
Although he is speaking, that no jose, Krishna I shall not fight.
虽然他说 that you see Krishna, 我不会作战。
But master, when he.Explains everything, he will fight.
但是当主人解释一些事情之后，他会作战。
Master's order.
主人的命令。
Not to fight, that is his own sense gratification.
不作战是他自己的感官享受。
And to fight, in spite of, he has no desire to fight, that is the satisfaction of the master.
虽然他不想作战，却仍旧作战，那是为了主人的享受满足。
This is the sum and substance of Bhagavad Gita.
这是 Bhagavad Gita 的要旨。
So Krishna seeing Arjuna Vishidantam very much affected, lamenting that he is not prepared to do his duty.
Krishna 看到 Arjuna Vishidantam 非常的受到影响，非常的悲伤。他不准备履行自己的义务。
Therefore, in the next verse, he begins that asachyananusutastang prajñāvādāṃsya bhāsas. My dear Arjuna, you are my friend. Never mind, mind is very strong.
因此在下一节时，他开始说道， 我亲爱的Arjuna，你是我的朋友， 不要紧， Maya 是非常强大的。
Despite your being my friend, personal, you are so much overwhelmed with false compassion.
虽然你是我的朋友，个人的朋友， 但你仍旧被这种虚假的同情所征服了。
So just hear.
因此你只要聆听我。
That was the asochya. You are lamenting on a subject matter which is not at all.
他说, asochya, 你在为一件一点都不好的事情而悲伤。
Asochya. Asochya means lamentation. And asochya means one should not lament.
Asochya 意思是悲伤, asochya 意思便是一个人不应该悲伤。
Asochya. So asochyananusutastam prajñāvādāṃ subhāsas. But you are talking like very learned scholar.
但是你却是像一位博学的学者那样讲话。
Because he has talked. But those things are right.
他说过很多话, 那些东西都是对的。
What Arjuna has said, that Varnasankara, when the woman become polluted, the population is Varnasankara. That is fact.
Arjuna所说过的, Varnasankara, 当妇女们被污染了, 那么人口变成为 Varnasankara, 那是事实。
Whatever Arjuna has said to Krishna, you know, to avoid the fighting, those things are correct.
Arjuna为了避免作战, 像Krishna所说的一切话, 那些都是对的。
But from the spiritual platform, those things may be correct or incorrect, but from spiritual platform, they are not to be considered very serious.
但是从灵性的层面, 那些事情可能是正确的, 可能是错误的, 但是从灵性的层面, 那些东西都不应该考虑的过多了。
Therefore, asachyananusutastha. Because his lamentation was on the bodily concept of life.
因为他的悲伤是基于生命的具体化概念。
That bodily concept of life, in the very beginning of Krishna's instruction, it is condemned.
那种具体化的生命概念, 在Krishna指示的一开始便被谴责了。
Asachyananusutastam, you are lamenting on the bodily concept of life.
你是在为具体化的生命概念而悲伤。
Because anyone who is in the bodily concept of life is no better than animal.
任何一个人如果处于生命的具体化概念, 那么他便不比一个动物好多少。 结束。